From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. The U.S. says the Russians did it. The U.S. is publicly accusing Russia of launching a series of cyber attacks aimed at undermining the upcoming U.S. elections. Although senior administration officials are stopping short of calling the intrusions an act of cyber war, in a statement, the U.S. said it is confident Russia directed the hacks of the Democratic National Committee this past July, leaking thousands of emails that embarrassed the party in the days leading up to its national convention. A Kremlin spokesman denied the allegations, telling Russian state media that they are rubbish and nonsense. Russia warns of serious legal consequences arising from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's comment yesterday that Moscow and Damascus should be investigated for war crimes as a result of their airstrikes on civilian targets in Syria.
Russia and the regime owe the world more than an explanation about why they keep hitting hospitals and medical facilities and children and women.
At the State Department, U.S. officials sought to play down Mr. Kerry's remark as nothing new. The secretary used similar terms at the United Nations last month. President Obama has lifted sanctions on Myanmar, saying the country has made substantial advances to promote democracy. Since elections last November that resulted in the former opposition party winning a majority of seats in parliament, Mr. Obama says the situation in Myanmar has been significantly altered, including greater freedoms for the population and the release of many political prisoners. Bangladeshi forces killed four suspected Islamist extremists during raids near the capital of Dhaka today. It is part of the latest clashes in the country's ongoing crackdown on militants. Police have conducted a series of raids on suspected militant hideouts. This is VOA News. The Philippines has announced it has officially informed the United States that joint patrols in the South China Sea had been suspended following orders from President Rodrigo Duterte. Shortly after the announcement, the spokesman for the Philippines Marines, Captain Ryan Laquesta, met with reporters.
Doing this exercise with the Philippine Marine Corps and the United States Marine Corps, it gives us the opportunity to increase our level of capabilities and capacity. Capabilities ranging from command and control, mobility, logistics, maneuver, disaster response operation.
Longtime allies, the U.S. and the Philippines, began planning joint patrols under the previous Philippine government, which had sought to attract a greater U.S. military presence in the region in order to counter Chinese efforts to take control of the South China Sea. Hurricane Matthew has killed nearly 900 people in Haiti and left tens of thousands of people homeless. The poorest country in the Western Hemisphere has never completely recovered from a devastating earthquake in 2010. In the meantime, new information tells us tens of thousands of people are homeless. International response to the situation in Haiti is pouring in, including support from the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. VOA's Jim Randall reports.
Matthew hit Haiti hard, wrecking houses, toppling trees. Survivors are now trying to dry out. The International Monetary Fund and other organizations are mobilizing to rebuild, according to Managing Director Christine Lagarde.
We shall certainly do whatever we can to help.
Rebuilding is difficult because Haiti has not fully recovered from the 2010 earthquake, according to World Bank President Jim Yong Kim.
Our staff on the ground are already working with the Ministry of Public Works to begin restoring access to the hardest hit areas.
Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.
News video shows entire landscapes of metal shanties with their roofs blown off, downed trees and mud from overflowing rivers spilling over onto the ground. The International Red Cross has announced an emergency appeal for $6.9 billion in relief aid for Haiti. And in U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump apologized in a video that was released a little bit earlier today for making lewd remarks about women in 2005 that surfaced in a video on Friday. Now, Republican Party officials have condemned the remarks, and some have withdrawn their support. Trump's main opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton, called the statements horrific and tweeted, "We cannot allow this man to become president." For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.